Welcome back to another edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm Scott Kegley, next to the voice of the San Francisco 49ers, Ted Robinson. And Ted, the 49ers season ends not the way you want it to end, but that's the case for 31 teams in the NFL. What's kind of your takeaway from that last game in Seattle? The 49ers showed so much fight and really one of the best games in the NFL all season long.
Yeah, Scott, well, we're doing this a few days after the game. I can't watch it. Haven't been able to watch it. I'll be honest, this one stings more than the Super Bowl. To me, in this game, 49ers had the game after three quarters. They played the game that they wanted to play. To win in the most difficult place to win as a visiting team in the league and to have it slip away, basically to win the first three quarters but then lose the fourth quarter is why it really stings. None of that diminishes what this team achieved. You know, to win 12 games again, to win two road playoff games, I mean, lost in all of this was the fact that this team was trying to do something that had never been done in the history of professional football, to win back-to-back conference championship games on the road, and to come as close as they did to pulling that off, hey, that's a hell of a season.
What's the main storyline when you look back on this 2013 season that you'll remember?
The defense. The 49er defense rebounding. And I think that, to me, is my takeaway this season. Last year's defense, I think, was playing on fumes in the playoffs for a lot of reasons. This year, this team rebounded, and that's with half a season out of Alden Smith, with Patrick playing, what, I think missed about four games, you know, Terrell Brown missing time near the end of the season, Ray McDonald playing wounded, and quite frankly, Justin Smith playing wounded. But with all that, this defense was brilliant. It was brilliant, and that, to me, will be my takeaway, and it's why I think there's still every reason for the faithful to be optimistic, because this defense, you know, they'll be changed, there always will be, but for the essence of this defense is going to be intact.
You can't keep a team together year in and year out. That's just the nature of the NFL, and the 49ers have some notable free agents to speak of. Who are the guys that you think really fit into the 49ers' plans long-term?
There's two things here. There's two elements that come into play. There's a price of success, and there is a price for success. It's a literal price in that, you know, players clearly have a higher value for their talent, and under a hard salary cap sport, you can't keep everybody. You cannot do it. Basically, it's a pie. The pie doesn't get any bigger. If you slice the pie a bigger slice, then somebody else gets a lesser slice. And that ain't right, necessarily, but it is the system. So the individual names are hard. One name you referenced to me that I think has been very instrumental in just providing an identity for this team has been Dante. So selfishly, personally, and just my own opinion, I hope he's here.
You've had a lot of amazing radio calls for the 49ers. Over the years and throughout your career.
63! The 49ers are bobbing Akers! The play of dreams! And Navarro Bowman, his redemption!
But which ones stand out to you?
Well, the Vernon Post.
Alex looking, got him!
Post, and it's
got him!
Caught! Touchdown! Touchdown, 49ers!
But the Vernon Post, I mean, that was my first NFL playoff game. It was a lot of people's first, and so I think I got caught up in the aura and the atmosphere and the emotion of the stick, which was ridiculous. And I think the line that I blurted out after the first 20 seconds of the celebration, can you feel Candlestick?
Can you feel Candlestick?
When I listened back to that, I did, that was it. Because you literally, the stadium was shaking. Mm-hmm. And you could feel this 70,000 people going crazy. That has to be up there. And I'll tell you another one that I really enjoyed was the game in Detroit in 2011. That was kind of the game to me that confirmed, I think, to everybody in this locker room, this team was real. And the fourth down touchdown from Alex to Delaney.
Fourth and goal at the six. And Smith takes the snap, looking, throws a slant, caught, touchdown, 49ers! Delaney Walker, money! And the 49ers silence the house.
I think I said something about silences the house or something because, you know, that they were rocking there and they were kind of riding high and they thought they had it. And boom, fourth down, touchdown, 49ers win. We go home smiling. That's the other one I remember. Not too many people talk about that one to me, but I remember that one a lot.
How do you come up with some of the calls? Is it something that's just instinctual when you're in the moment and just being able to capture that experience? Or is it something that you try to maybe pre-plan, at least to a minor degree?
No, really not at all. In fact, even when the 49ers won the championship game in Atlanta last year, I had no idea what I was going to say, and I just blurted out something about, you know, Super Bowl bound, and then it immediately hit me, we're going to New Orleans, so I said something like beignets and hurricanes.
The San Francisco 49ers, Super Bowl bound, hurricanes and beignets for breakfast.
Which some people didn't think was so funny, but we love it because it's live. And I always say if it was scripted, This would be WWE. And that's why I like this, is because it's not scripted. We don't know what's going to happen. And so part of my job is to react to it with the same emotional tone that a fan watching this would. You know, that's the emotion of the moment.